Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah, balaghal ula bi kamalihi, kashafaddu ja bi jamalihi, حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel to this program called The Early Echo. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه has mentioned that إن الدعاء موقوف بين السماء والأرض لا يصعد منه شيء حتى تصلي على نبيك صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. He, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned that none of your dua and supplication which you make reaches the doors of acknowledgement. Your duas are not acknowledged, meaning your supplication. Rather, it will remain pending between the earth and the skies. Until when? He says, Hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, dear viewers, he says, until you do not invoke and recite Durood, until you do not send salams upon the Holy Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In other words, when you make dua, always remember to recite Durood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If possible, of course this is not part of the hadith, but if possible, try and make this a habit, as the ulama and the scholars have mentioned, that begin your dua, your supplication, whenever you lift your hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for dua, making dua, and you should make dua. This is your right and your haq to make dua, to beg from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Instead of losing hope and sitting one side and crying about your problems, Allahu Akbar, call upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udu'uni astajib lakum. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, call and I will assist. Call upon me and I will help and assist you. I will remove your difficulties. In other words, there are different ayats of the Holy Quran that speaks about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaching his bandha. So basically, dear viewers on the Madani channel, whenever you make dua, uska sahi tariqa ye hai ki aap pehle, first and foremost thing to do is when you lift your hands, begin your dua by reciting Durood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What will happen is that by the virtue and blessings of beginning your dua by reciting Durood Pak, the other supplications which you make in your dua will be taken together with the Durood that you recite upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some ulamas have said in the beginning as well as the end your dua, meaning at the ending of your supplication, meaning end your dua also by reciting Durood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, inshallah, Zawajal, between the both Durood's, whatever is between both the Durood-e-Pak, meaning your dua, your words, your faryad, your khaish, your wishes, your hopes, whatever you have asked for, if it's lawful, Allahu Akbar, it will then, through the virtues and blessings of that Durood which we have recited, reach the doors of acknowledgement. Kai martaba hum bhul jate hain, lekin aadat banaye inshallah azza wa jal. If not possible, then at least once you should read, as Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika. So your duas does not reach the doors of acknowledgement until and unless you invoke the Durood upon the cause and cream of creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the coolness of our eyes, Allahu Akbar, who is the spirit of our soul, who is the spirit of the Iman in our jism, in our hearts, and he is none other than the final messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal through His sadqa in wasila jameela forgive us our major and minor sins, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, a beautiful, beautiful kalam which will inspire our hearts once again in this segment called the Inspirational Echo is a kalam which is known, subhanallah, bada pyara kalam hai, tajdar haram. Chale inshallah Azza wa Jal is kalam ko sunte hain, recited by Amin Attari, beautiful Naat Khan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, is kalam ko sunne ke fauran baad hum dobara apne is program ke saath hazir honge. Please remember, you gotta stay tuned to Madani channel and be with us from now right to the end of this program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
किस्मत में मेरी चैन से जीना लिख दे डूबे न कभी मेरा सफीना लिख दे जन्नत तो ठिकाना तो ठिकाना है मगर मेरे लिए ए कातिब तकदीर मदीना लिख दे
ताजदारे हरम हरम ताजदारे हरम हरम ताजदारे हरम हो निगाहे करम करम ताजदारे हरम ओ करम ताजदारे हरम
ताजदारे हरम हो निगाहे करम हम गरीबों के दिल भी सवर जाएंगे वालिये बेकसा हामिये बेकसा क्या कहेगा जहां आपके दर से खाली अगर जाएंगे
करम ताजदारे हरम हो निगाहे करम हो करम ताजदारे हरम हो करम ताजदारे हरम
कोई अपना नहीं हम के मारे हैं हम कोई अपना नहीं गम के मारे हैं हम मारे आपके दर पे फरियाद लाए हैं हम हो निगाहे करम हो करम हो निगाहे करम वरना चौखट पे हम आपका नाम ले लेके मर जाएंगे
करम ताजदारे हरम हो निगाहे करम हो करम ताजदारे हरम हो करम ताजदारे हरम
का तुमसे कहूँ ए रब के कंवर तुम जन्नत हो मन की बतिया दर फुरकत तो है उम्मी लकब काटे न कटत है अब रतिया तोरी प्रीत में सुदुपुत सब बिसरी कब तक ये रहेगी बेखबरी गाहे बफिगन तुझ दीदा नजर कभी सुन भी तो लो हमरी बतिया
करम ताजदारे हरम हो निगाहे करम हो करम ताजदारे हरम हो करम ताजदारे हरम
मैं कशो मदीने चले मैं कशो मदीने चले
आओ मदीने चले आओ मदीने चले चलो मदीने चले आओ मदीने चले
दुख रंजो लंबा छटते हैं हसनैन के सदके बटते हैं
मदीने चले आओ मदीने चले चलो मदीने चले आओ मदीने चले
तजल्लियों की अजब है फजा مدینے میں نگاہ شوق کی ہے انتہا مدینے میں غم حیات نہ خوف قضا مدینے میں نماز عشق کریں گے ادا مدینے میں ادھر ادھر نہ بھٹکتے پھرو خدا کے لیے براہ راست ہے راہ خدا مدینے میں
مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے چلو مدینے چلے آؤ مدینے چلے
میں کشو مدینے چلے میں کشو مدینے چلے دست ساقی کوثر سے پینے چلے یاد رکھو اگر یاد رکھو اگر اٹھ گئی ایک نظر جتنے خالی ہیں سب جام بھر جائیں گے
کرم تاجدار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم ہو کرم تاجدار حرم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کوئی اپنا نہیں غم کے مارے ہیں ہم آپ کے در پہ فریاد لائے ہیں ہم اللہ اکبر دیر از نو ون بیسائڈز یو دیٹ آئی ہیو یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ آئی ہیو برٹ دس فریاد آئی ہیو برٹ دس آرزو دس وش آف مائنڈز ٹو یور کارٹ اللہ اکبر آپ ہی گھر نہ لیں گے ہماری خبر اف یو ول ناٹ کاسٹ یور بلیسڈ سائٹ اپون می اینڈ سی دا کنڈیشن آف یور امتی اللہ اکبر دین وے ڈو آئی اسٹینڈ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اکبر ڈیئر ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل بڑا پیارا کلام ہے انسپریشنل نعت پاک تاج دار حرم ہو نگاہ کرم وی نیڈ دس نگاہ نگاہ کرم دا کرم دا نگاہ دا سائٹ دا گیز آف مرسی اللہ اکبر because it is so important to receive the sight of mercy ki ala hazrat apne kisi sher mein jab salatu salam likhte hain mustafa jaan e rehmat pe lakho salam to ek sher aap likhte hain and he composes this couplet he says jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya jis taraf uth gayi dam mein dam aa gaya us nigah e inayat pe lakho salam and this is the reality that wheresoever our beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has casted his blessed sight allahu akbar it brought life to that thing it had given life to that object or that thing that received the gaze of mustafa sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam aapko ek misal deta hu it has been mentioned in one riwayat ki rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kisi sahabi ke ghar pe tashreef le gaye and as he went to this companion's house the host meaning jo malik the us ghar ke unhone darkhas ki ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam aap dua farmaiye ga make dua for me for my family he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said theek hai I will make dua he lifted his hands and he began to make dua hazrat sayyiduna nu'aym radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu aur bhi kuch sahaba ikram wahan maujood the he is the narrator of this narration and he says that when the holy rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam began to make dua And as he was making dua, besides the human beings who were saying Ameen, Ameen, Ameen to the dua, Hazrat Nu'aym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, we heard with our ears that even from the bricks, from the walls, windows and from the doors of that house, the words of Ameen was emerging and emanating. Allahu Akbar. They could hear Ameen from even the doors of that home, from the windows as well as from the walls and bricks of that home. They were saying Ameen to the dua. Why? It's because the Holy Rasul ﷺ casted his Mubarak sight even on the walls of the walls had even began to make Ameen and say Ameen to the dua of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya. اس نگاہ عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلام حضرت سیدنا بلال رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہی واز ٹارچرڈ ہی واز ٹربلڈ بائی ہز سو کالڈ باس نون ایز امیہ Allahu Akbar. And he was a slave at that time. He was tortured. He was prisoned. He was jailed. He was beaten, kept thirsty and hungry for several days. He was whipped over and again with lashes and with different types of objects. He was made to stand naked against a pole in the hot scorching heat of Arab. He was made to lay on the hot sand of Arab with no clothes on his body, whereas boulders were placed on his chest. And when he was asked after some time, "Oh, Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how did you even manage to tolerate and make bardasht? How did you tolerate that punishment of Umayyah? He tortured you, people would have given up. How can someone take so much of hiding, so much of punishment and so much of torture? I mean, the level of your endurance is beyond imagination, O Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala an. How did you manage that?" He says, "Well, it was very difficult. It was very difficult when I used to be whipped, I used to be lashed, I used to be kept hungry, thirsty. My tongue would become like a thorn in my mouth. But it was the nigah of Mustafa. It was his sight when I would see him now and then passing by the place where I was being kept, Allah, where I was captured. When he ﷺ would pass by that area and he would look at me, he would cast his gaze on me, and the barakat and the blessings of his blessed smile will make me forget the pain that I'm going through. I think it is because of that. In fact, it is because of that, because every time I seen him, I gained new strength and new enthusiasm, new inspiration that kept me moving on. And I had never given up in my mission, meaning I have never given up holding the daman of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigah-e inayat pe laakho salam. Mustafa, jaan-e rahmat pe laakho salam. Sham'e bazm-e hidayat pe laakho salam. Allahu Akbar. Ek martaba durud-e-paak padhte hain, phir aage badhte hain. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, our inspiration and our motivation for today is about the Holy Quran Pak. Inspiration from the glorious Quran. It is very, very important for every one of us to turn towards the Holy Quran. Make that your role model. Follow the Holy Quran. Fulfill the commandments of the Holy Quran. Follow the laws of the glorious Quran Pak. Inshallah, you will find yourself righteously guided. This Quran Pak, which is the light from Allah Azza wa Jal, this Holy Quran, which is a source of guidance, a source of mercy, a source of fulfilling all your lawful wishes. We have distanced ourselves, unfortunately, from the teachings and from the recitation of the Holy Quran. When do we read the Holy Quran? This is the question. ہم کب اسے پڑھتے ہیں, کب اس سے اس کو چھوتے ہیں, قرآن پاک کو ہم نے کب چھوا, کب ہم نے یاد کیا, کب ہم نے قرآن پاک کے آیات کو پڑھی. When have we read the Holy Quran with its meaning? So I decided inshallah azzawajal to speak on the virtues and blessings of the Holy Quran inshallah. We have done this before as well, and that was in regards to making your children huffaz. If you have a son, Allah has blessed you with awlad, with a son, then you should make this intention to make him a hafiz of the Holy Quran. The blessings of this is something which you will never ever regret in the Akhirah. I mean, how can you regret it as a believer? But what I'm trying to get to is that how can you would definitely regret if you do not make your son a hafiz of the Holy Quran? Of course, it is Allah whom then gives this to the believers. It is the hearts that Allah has inspired that will capture and keep and memorize the Holy Quran. But if you make niyyah and intention and you strive and work hard towards this by yourself becoming a hafiz and making your awlad, your grandson a hafiz of the Holy Quran, how can you ever be in a loss when that family member has the Quran instilled in his heart? But as I said, not a hafiz who is only a parrot hafiz, but a hafiz of the Holy Quran who not only memorizes the Holy Quran but practices the Holy Quran. So hafiz ba'amal, a hafiz of the Holy Quran who makes amal and implements the teachings of the Holy Quran. in his life, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers at this Madani channel, let us listen to a beautiful video clip in regards to Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he sacrifices his love for the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, we have spoken about this great personality, but every day we include a video of this great personality, Khalifatul Muslimin, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in our program to bless this program called The Early Echo. Please watch this, stay tuned to Madani channel, and immediately after this, we will resume. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Before his passing, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had made the following will. Take my body in front of the enlightened tomb of the embodiment of Noor, the comforter of souls, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, after humbly saying, Assalamu alaykum ya Rasulullah, say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr is present in your eminent court. If the door opens automatically, take my body inside, otherwise bury the body in Jannatul Baqi. According to the will, the body was placed in front of the enlightened tomb, and it was said, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr is present. As soon as this had been said, the lock of the door opened automatically. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And a voice was heard saying, join the beloved with his beloved, because the beloved is longing for his beloved. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest companion of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Afdalul Bashar Ba'dul Anbiya, after the messengers, after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, after the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, the greatest of human being is Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And how could we not include this great companion in our program called The Early Echo? And yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, since we are back, we have another surprise. And mashallah, that is none other than that personality who was here with us, and he is Brother Imran Subrati Naqshbandi, and we would like to welcome him in our program by giving him and welcoming him with the opening greeting of peace in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Imran bhai, how are you doing today?
Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. I'm keeping very well, Maulana Tabriz sahab. I hope you and the viewers of Madani channel are all keeping well as well.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Imran bhai, indeed it's a pleasure and honor having you here once again with us. However, you have given some time, Imran bhai. We say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. And today we are discussing some motivational, inspirational aspects of one's life, whereas he can be motivated to basically pick up the Holy Quran, love the Holy Quran. So Imran bhai, what can we do to gain some source of motivation and inspiration, inshallah? And this year, chahe jo bhi ho Imran bhai, humne Quran Pak ko complete bhi karni hai, inshallah. We want to read it, we want to read it with the meaning and tarjama. What can we do, Imran bhai?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Maulana Sahab, you know, one of the forgotten, you know, we have our book, our faces on the Facebook. You know, we say there's quite an interesting saying that, you know, take your face off the Facebook and put your face in the book of Allah. Put your face into the book of Allah. And, you know, we sit on Facebook, akka din raat hum Facebook mein khelte hai, and all is Instagram. But you know, there's a nice thing, as I say, take your face off the Facebook and put your face in the book of Allah. So this Quran Pak, you know, this Quran Majeed that is filled with beautiful stories, we must always, it is a nice time for us to sit and take our karkardigi, that what is my connection to this Quran Pak? What is my relationship? And sincerely, make this introspection, this muraqabah, this reflection, that this Quran Pak, through which Allah Azza wa Jal speaks to us, that which was revealed to our Mandida wa Ali Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very means to which Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking to us, Allah Azza wa Jal wants to us to listen to His guidance. Are we listening to Allah Azza wa Jal? What is our relation to the Quran? Have we learned to understand the Quran or to recite the Quran with its proper pronunciation? So I really, firstly, I must commend you, Mawlana Sahib, on this silsila. It's very timeous because Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we still have 2 months before the month of Ramadan. And in the environment of Dawat Islami, if a person makes a firm intention that this Ramadan, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I want to finish the Quran, I want to recite the Quran with improved tajweed and pronunciation. So in the environment of Dawat Islami, there is a system called Madrasatul Madina Balighan for those Islamic brothers who can attend. And for those who cannot attend physical classes, there may be no Madrasatul Madina Balighan close to you. There is always Madrasatul Madina online through which you can learn the basic pronunciation, the makharij of the reciting the Quran. So first and foremost, my honest mashwara to the viewers of Madani channel is look at your relationship with the Quran. What is your pronunciation? You know, when we came into the environment of Dawat Islami, and this is not an exaggeration, it is a haqiqat. We didn't know how to pronounce the kaf and the qaf, you know, the round mouth and the flat mouth. And in the environment of Dawat Islami, mashallah, we learn the makharij by doing the Madani Qaeda, etc. And so, let us get the basics right. And I promise you, you know, every letter of the alphabet, when I was reflecting, Maulana, if you look at the English alphabet, there's a C for cat, and there's a K for kick. Now, the C and the K, they clearly have a different purpose. So why would whoever created the alphabet create a C and a cat and a K, the letter K? So similarly, in the Arabic alphabet, the qaf and the kaf have different pronunciations. Similarly, they are very similar words. We need to master the variation because when we don't pronounce it properly, then we alter the meaning of the Holy Quran Sharif. So my first appeal to the viewers of Madani channel is look at what is my pronunciation of the Quran, join the environment and the systems of Dawat Islami, and make this firm intention. You know, in the environment of Dawat Islami, again, we have Madani In'amat. And in our Madani In'amat, one of the questions, annual questions is, in Madani In'amat, did you finish reciting the Quran with tajweed? So at least in our year, we must make this planning ki Ramadan mein kam se kam hum ek Quran ki khatam karenge. Or out of Ramadan, we will make this intention to make another Quran khatam. Because by reciting the Quran Pak every day, we are recharging our iman. You know, like that battery, you know, cell phone technologies has made it very, very easy for us to understand different aspects. Just as how we recharge our batteries, similarly, these acts of ibadat, our salah, our Quran recitation, etc., are all a source and a means of recharging our batteries. So we must make it a practice. Again, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have in our Madani In'amat reciting 3 verses of the Quran and studying 3 verses of the Quran that is part of the Fajr Madani Halka. So come say come, we've got to ask ourselves now that we're reciting Alhamdulillah, how much do we know of the Quran? Have we started to understand it? Clearly Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran for a few reasons. One is to recite it properly for blessings and barakah. And secondly, and more importantly, is to understand the message of the Quran. And in order to understand the message of the Quran, again, as I said, we have a system called Fajr Madani Halka. We come say come 3 verses of the Quran, we must try and bring it into our life after Fajr. If possible, that is the preferred time to learn the 3 verses of the Quran with understanding. So I just wanted to, you know, share with the viewers of Madani channel a very inspiring story, often quoted and recited and prescribed by the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to recite Surah Qaf on a Friday. And perhaps Maulana Sahib has discussed it, but because the subject is the Quran and we want to inspire the Islamic audience to listen and understand the Quran, in Surah Qaf, the summary of the story of Surah Qaf is there were a group of youngsters who were in a place where the king was idolating and forcing his people to idol worship. So those youngsters, Allah Azza wa Jal caused iman to enter their heart. And they said, I'm summarizing the story, that we do not accept the idolatry. practice of the king, and then the king wanted to kill them. So they decided to leave the town and go away and seek refuge. So they leave the town running away from idolatry and bad habits and the cruel king, and with their iman intact, and they leave the town and they run away. And then they finally, whilst they were going, a dog approaches them. The dog approaches them, and the dog, Allah blesses the dog with the tawfiq to talk, and the dog says, I want to join you all, recognizing that these are Ahlullah, these youngsters are the friends of Allah. So this dog says, I want to join you all. So they chase the dog away out of fear that the dog will bark and make noise, etc., and they will be discovered. So Allah blesses this dog with the ability to speak, and he says, no, I will follow you, but I will not talk, I will not make a sound. So he makes that wada. So this dog follows his youngsters, and they seek refuge in a cave. Hence, it's called Surah Qaf, Surah the people of the cave. So they seek refuge in a cave, and to cut the long story short, they end up sleeping, the Quran says, for over 300 years. And the Quran says, and the dog slept at the foot, at the entrance of the cave. And some of the great miracles is when the sun was rising, the sun will avoid the entrance of the cave. It will go bypass the entrance of the cave so that these people who are resting. So what is the moral of the story, the inspiration in this here? First and foremost is, if you look at the life, and this is where I was very inspired by, Allah Azza wa Jal uses a dog in the story. That which we all know, the saliva of a dog is napak, it is impure for us. But Allah Azza wa Jal uses a dog in the story of Surah Qaf, which is prescribed to us every Friday to recite. Why? One of the reasons and inspiration is that our characters may be weak like a dog. Our characters may be nakamma, we may be weak, we may be in sin, we may be sarse paam tak hum gunah mein dube hue. We may be, indeed we are like that. Our characters may be so poor. But when we come into the company of the pious people, we can change. And that is the first lesson. Just as our Allah is saying, the Quran says, and some say there were four and the dog was the five. So Allah is including them as the companions of the cave. So similarly, when we come into the sohbat and the nisbat of the pious, then our poor characters, that dog-like characters of ours, they can change. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this is one of the inspiration of the Surah Qaf, is that what is our company? Who is our companionship? Who are we in contact with daily? You know, there's a wonderful English saying I learned recently, and it truly inspires me, Maulana Sahib. This is the first time I've read it and heard it. It goes as follows. It says that you are the average of the five people you associate with. Subhanallah. You are the average of the five people you associate with. Means is, aapke jo panch dost hai, jo aap khas nisbat rakhte, who you keep in close contact with, you are the average of them. Jaise aapki saathi hai, aap waisa rahega. As your friends are, there is a very strong possibility you will be like that. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is my view, this is my inspirational echo contribution, that study the Quran, Surah Qaf has an immense amount of ibrat and lessons. And I just taken one Madani pool, that our characters may be weak and poor, but just by coming into the company of the pious, our characters will change. And again, you know, jiske khate hai hum wahi gungayenge. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in this environment of Dawat Islami, we have Madini Kafilas, we have Ishtimas, Islamic sisters have their own programs. So there is a platform and a framework for us to have good company. It's not like we will tell you something and not give you the solution. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we will make the Islah as well as we give you the rectification tools. Join the environment of Dawat Islami, join the Madini Kafilas, join the Ishtimas, join the Dars. In coming to these gatherings, inshallah, you will come into contact with Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters will come in contact with Islamic sisters who are walking this path of rectification of themselves, and inshallah, we will get rectified through this company. Ji Maulana.
Ji Imran Bhai, awesome Imran Bhai, mashallah. Beautiful Madani pearls you had given, and you spoke about Suratul Kahf, and of course, Qitmir, as the ulama and the scholars have mentioned, that the name of the dog is Qitmir. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was amongst those people who knew the number of people in the cave, and Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem as well. And because Allah Azzawajal says that only Allah knows best, and of course He has given that knowledge and ilm to just a few people. So amongst those few people is Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And mashallah, there are so many lessons that we learn from this. Allahu Akbar, Allah Azzawajal made them to get up and wake up from their sleep after 300 years. This also teaches us and shows us that He is Qadiri Mutlaq. You know, Allah Azzawajal is Qadir, He is capable. There's nothing impossible for Allah Azzawajal to do. And when they got up and when they began to communicate and talk with each another, one of them said, why don't you go to the marketplace and buy something to eat? And because he'd taken that olden days, 300 years old coins to the marketplace, and when the baker whose bakery he went to, he realized that this coin is not from here. Maybe this guy has found some lost treasures and therefore he has brought this coin, and he doesn't even look like he's from this place. Look at his condition. Allahu Akbar. 300 years later he woke up. So of course they would get scared and shocked and astonished, and then he reported this person to the authorities. The baker had reported this person of the cave to the authorities that look at this person, he has brought a coin and come here. And when they asked him, so he says, well, I was just hiding from the notorious king. From the king, Decius, his name was Decius. We have just hiding from him, and it was just a day old. I mean, why are you telling me where I brought this coin from? We went to sleep in the cave, we took refuge in the cave, but we're seeing, mashallah, Islam is all over the town. How is this possible? Until yesterday, no one was allowed to even say that he's a Muslim. And we only went to take refuge in the cave for one day. I think we only slept yesterday and we got up today. That people said, well, this is impossible, because this cannot be possible. This is a 300-year-old coin that you have brought. And this is how they revealed. Because the person who built that wall at the entrance of the cave, who was commanded by the notorious king to do so, before building that wall and covering that wall, he actually wrote the whole story of Ashab Kahf on a plate, on a slate, and he buried that under the ground in the foundation before building that wall to cover the mouth of that cave, so that whoever will break this wall one day, he will know the actual story as to what happened to the people of the cave. And when they went back over there, they found that slate, they took it out and they read the whole story. And the king of that zamana, 300 years later, was a very pious king. And in his zamana, there was a very big dispute whether Allah Azza wa Jal will resurrect the dead on the day of Qiyamah. Some people believe that yes, he will, while some believe that Allah Azza wa Jal will not resurrect the dead. So there was a deviation between the Muslims fighting on the subject. Of course, it is part of Iman and you got to believe this. The king made dua to Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, show me a sign and make these people believe that there is resurrection after death. Saying this, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his dua, because why, the king was called and he took his people and he went to the cave. And when he met the people and when he realized that Allah had resurrected these people after 300 years sleep, he goes into sajda and he says, Ya Allah, you had fulfilled my dua and my supplication. Those people that never believed in resurrection after death, they immediately then began to believe. In the dear views, valuable lessons and inspiration from the story of Suratul Kahf. We should always make recitation of the surah, inshallah. As I mentioned earlier on as well, main hamesha kehta hoon ki bas Quran Pak ko aap tarjame ke saath padhein. Kanzul Iman Sharif translation is very important for every home to have, inshallah. Recite the Holy Quran with the meaning, with the tafsir of the Holy Quran. And then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, make it a habit to by heart those surahs which you often read in your salah, inshallah. This is the inspiration that when you read your salah, you should feel as if you are communicating with Allah Azza wa Jal. You should know the meaning. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, when I want my Rabb to talk to me, I will read the Holy Quran. And when I want to talk to my Rabb, then I will perform my salah and read my namaz. Allahu Akbar. Imran bhai, we say shukran to you for giving us this beautiful motivation and inspiration. And alhamdulillah, I like the way you had began after your khutbah. MashaAllah, you have said that remove your faces from Facebook and put your face on the Holy Quran. MashaAllah, you know what? This is the reality and truth. Ki kaash hame sahi muhabbat Quran Pak se ho jaye, fir hum bhi kahan se kahan pahunch jaye. Allahu Akbar. You know, spiritually, we should be uplifted and we should be motivated, inshallah. So be good, stay good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, the missionary statement and maqsad of Da'wat Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.